Ask an Astronomer is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to www.jodcast.net. Okay, Nick's away, so it's left to me to ask Tim the questions. So, Tim, we had an email from Mike Van Vuren from the United States. He says that he listens to the Jodcast on rides into work, and he was recently listening to one of our interviews about WMAP, and he got to his desk in the morning with all these burning questions that he needed to get asked. I'll read a few of them out. Regarding the WMAP interview and general cosmological questions, are we lucky that we're detecting these 13 billion light-year away objects? Are they shining in specific directions or in all directions? Michael then goes on to ask, would we have detected the object from the universe's first 300,000 years if we were located in, say, the Andromeda Galaxy? And if so, how is it that the photons are moving in all directions? And finally, he asks, how is this space fog detectable? Because it's shone 13.7 billion years ago and the light is just now making its way to us. So Tim, Michael raises quite a few interesting questions there.
I'm quite interested actually in why Mike says that he wrote these questions down when he got to work while they were still fresh in mind, and then work thoughts erased them. I mean, how important can his work be to erase these sorts of questions? I don't know. Okay, so there's quite a lot of questions there. What I'm going to do is try and answer them as a package. I think I'll use the fact that there's a bit of a clue in what he says, that he's talking about stuff that was 13 billion light years away. He's actually talking about something that set off 13 billion years ago, which is the cosmic microwave background. So he's not really talking about individual objects, I don't think, like quasars and stuff. He asked the question, are we lucky that we're detecting these 13 billion light-year away objects, given that they'd have to be shining in specific directions towards us or something? Well, actually, if you remember what the cosmic microwave background is, it's light that actually set off sometime after the Big Bang. When the universe was young, it was hot and it was dense, and any light that was around was basically being absorbed and scattered and re-emitted and stuff. It was basically like a very dense fog. You couldn't see very far through it. Light didn't travel very far through it. As the universe expanded, that fog thinned out, and at some point got sufficiently thin that the light was actually free to travel right the way across the universe. At that time, which is just 300,000 years or so after the Big Bang, that light is the stuff that we're seeing now as the cosmic microwave background. So, yeah, he's thinking, are we lucky that light's just arriving now for us to see? Now, the thing that underlines the problem here, really, is that actually we don't think about the Big Bang. He's imagining the Big Bang has happened at some location 13 billion light years away from us, and the light's travelled across the universe for this length of time and is just arriving now. Okay, yeah. So that, you know, that sounds, you know, a reasonable thing to worry about. And in fact, the answer to that really is that the Big Bang didn't happen at some particular point way off in the distant universe. It happened everywhere. It happened here in this office, just over there in your coffee cup, for example.
And presumably in Mike's office as well.
And in Mike's office, right the way over there in St. Louis, I think he lives. It happened everywhere in the universe, all over the place. And so these photons sort of set off from everywhere, travelling in all directions. And so actually it's no surprise that sitting here now, there are some photons passing by us, passing right into the Earth basically, that set off from the Big Bang. So there were photons that set off from here just as well. And of course they'll be a long way away now in the universe, somewhere else. And so maybe somebody else somewhere else in the universe is looking at them and thinking the same thing. So would we have detected the object from the universe's first 300,000 years, i.e. the cosmic microwave background, if we were in the Andromeda Galaxy? Is another of Mike's points. And I think we've answered that as well, really, because we would. It wouldn't be the same light, it wouldn't be the same photons that we're seeing here now, but it would have arisen from this point in the universe. It's just not a physical object, it's not a point in the universe, it's the whole universe where that light was generated and where it set off from. So yeah, we're not a particularly specific lucky place in the universe to be able to see the CME, because you know, it's everywhere, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. We're also not really at a particularly lucky time, because, you know, it wouldn't matter whether we were living, you know, a billion years earlier in the universe, there still would have been CMB photons around. The thing about it, though, is that the CMB is changing its properties with time. We've seen it differently now than we would have seen it in the past. So when this light was first generated, if you like, when the universe thinned out, when the fog thinned out, the universe was at a temperature of about 3,000 degrees. So it would have been glowing at the temperature of an object that's 3,000 degrees glows at. So do you know how hot the sun is, Stuart?
Well, if I remember rightly, our sun's about 5,500 degrees.
Yeah, so let's say 5,000 or 6,000 degrees is the temperature of the sun, right? The surface of the sun. So that glows. What colour would you say the sun is?
Well, with my eyes during the day, I reckon it's yellow.
Right, okay, so a sort of yellowy colour. So in fact, the universe, when the CMB was emitted, was actually about 3,000 degrees. So it's going to be redder than the sun is now. So it's maybe an orangey-red colour. So the universe was sort of glowing orangey-red about 300,000 years after the Big Bang. Since then, the universe has expanded by about a factor of 1,000. All those photons have been stretched out by that factor, and they're now down in the radio spectrum. So in fact, that what was a visible glow, if you like, early on, has become invisible as the photons were stretched and sort of headed down into the radio part of the spectrum. So in that sense, we're lucky as radio astronomers at this time in the universe because we're the people that can observe the CMB. And it would have been the optical astronomers who were living a long time earlier than us in the universe that would have studied it.
Well, I guess it's a bit depressing for the photon. It's spent 13.7 billion years travelling and then it just sort of ends with us.
When we collect it in our telescope. Yeah, well, you know, a bit of a thud, I suppose, when it hits the dish.
Okay, Tim, thanks for that, and I hope that answers Mike's questions. Now, luckily for everyone, Nick will be back next month, and if there's any questions you'd like him to ask Tim, send them to us using the website at www.jodcast.net.